Hello, everybody. Robbo here on the James Whale Radio Show. I don't know why I call it the James Whale Radio Show, because it's just me again. Or is it? Well, hello everybody again, it's Robbo here. I'm afraid James is not well, he's contracted a virus from Big Brother, so unfortunately he's not here. And do you know what? The more I think about it, I think we should be in line with the government. So I think he's fit to work, because I haven't had a sick note, so I'm gonna call him now. So if you give me 2 seconds, I'm gonna see if I can get him on the show. He says he doesn't want to do it. I think he's fit enough, so I'll give him a call now. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello. Are you, how are you?
Who's this?
I know it's been a while, but it's Robbo.
Robbo.
Yeah.
Oh, Robbo. Hi. Yeah. Look, I've lost my voice. I'm not very well. I've got Mrs. W in bed as well. Well, not, I'll rephrase that. She's not well either. So I've got Daisy the dog, kind of looking after us. So I can't really do the show. Just tell all my friends I'm not very well. Can you? All right. I'll talk to you later then. Shall I?
Well. I'm not buying it. You're putting it on. You're just phoning in sick.
Well, I'm not phoning in. The phone rang. I just picked it up. What are you talking about?
Well, I know I phoned you, but you know.
Sorry. What?
Are you really ill?
I am really ill, yes.
Have you been to the docs?
I have, yes.
And what do they say is wrong with you?
I'm not going to tell you, because you might put this out when I think about it. This might be recorded.
All right, I promise I will not record this.
Yeah.
I'm going to
tell... Anyway, no, never mind. I'm ill, right? That's it.
All right, you're ill. But you're okay to talk for a minute, then?
Oh, for goodness sake. Right, what do you want?
Well, I want to know all about...
Is the website working properly?
The website's working properly. I've been doing the show while you've been in.
Good. Well, listen, next week we'll start doing it proper again, okay? Well, hopefully I'll be okay next week.
Well, we had lots of things to talk about on the shows. We've done a bit on soul travel.
Yeah, good.
We did a bit on sword fighting.
Excellent. I love sword fighting.
Yeah. The TV license. We talked about the TV license.
Yep.
Burger King. I had a go at Burger King.
Fine, good idea.
I had a moan about my water bill.
Yeah, okay, I suppose somebody might be interested in that. I can't really see it, but go on, yeah.
That led on to my phone bill.
Yeah.
Direct.
So it's really been all about you.
Yeah, DIY cosmetic surgery.
Yeah.
We did a little bit about Big Brother, but not too much.
No, good. I've had enough of it, to be quite honest.
And a bit on poltergeists.
Yeah, oh, okay, good. So you've kept it going.
Yeah. right. Now, while you've been away, I've been checking the stats.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to say, but the show that I did has had the most downloads ever.
Oh, that's okay. Because that means then I don't need to come back next week either. So if it's doing well... sorry, I'm just getting some more tablets. If it's doing well, then that's fine. I mean... We'll be making a bit more money, and I can just rest.
Having said that, it might have something to do with the fact that you were in Big Brother and people were checking out the show.
Well, I thought you said you didn't talk about that.
What, the show?
Oh, I can't even say the word now. Big Brother.
Well, we talked a little bit about Big Brother.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay. Nothing major.
No, all right.
Okay. Well, while I've got you on the phone then, I might as well ask you... How it was? How was Big Brother?
Terrible.
Is that it?
Well, listen to me. I've come out. Mrs. W is not well. My son, who's been popping in, he's caught it now. He's not well. Ah, dear. It's just terrible.
Can we talk about? Can I talk about housemates?
If you want, yeah.
Because you were in the house with. Was it 12 other people?
15, but who's counting?
Grant Bovey.
Obviously, you weren't watching very, very closely, were you?
I was watching all the time. I watched.
Were you? I thought you weren't paying much attention to it before.
I had to know when you were coming out.
Yeah, well, I'd hoped I was coming out fairly soon. I didn't realise I was going to be in there for 3 weeks. You know, and if I find out who kept me in there, there's going to be trouble.
Yes, it wasn't me. I had
nothing to do with it. I've got a good idea who it was, and I think you have some blame to share.
I might have taken over your social media on Facebook while you're in.
Yeah, Mrs. WB. Anyway, never mind. I am out now, thank goodness.
So 15 housemates. I thought it was 12.
Yep.
Well, I can't count.
No, I know that.
So Grant Bovey was out first. Is he really a celebrity?
No.
I mean, I checked him out on Facebook. Sorry, not Facebook, Twitter. And he's got only 3,000 followers.
Yeah, Grant was married to Anthea Turner.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I told you I'm not well. I'm going to cough during this interview, if this is what it is. Bloody ring me up when I'm ill. And Grant would admit that he's not really a celebrity, but he's been in all the magazines, you know, the celebrity magazines and stuff like that. And what he wanted was to try and put his side of the story about him being, you know, portrayed in a certain way. And as I don't read those sort of stories, I didn't know what sort of way he'd been portrayed in, but apparently he'd been portrayed as a bit of a sleazebag. And lost a lot of money, lost something like 50 million quid.
Wow.
And some people very upset that they'd lost money investing in him, so that's why he was there.
All right. So do you think he came across well in the Big Brother house?
I haven't seen it. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I have to tell you, I spent a week in there with him. He went after the first week. And although I put him up for elimination, or eviction, or whatever you call it, he wasn't a bad chap, actually, to sit down and when he wasn't trying to pretend to be about 20 years younger than he is, he was all right. But he does seem to have this wish to try and make everybody think he's still young and active and, you know, he's an old bloke like me.
Because I was kind of hoping that because I've got more followers than them on Twitter, that I could be a celebrity in Big Brother.
Well, judging by some of the people I'd never heard of, you could.
Oh, okay. Well, there's hope.
I mean, I'd heard of me.
Yeah, you are on my list. I was going to ask you about you later.
Oh, okay. Save me till later.
Save you till later. Heavy D.
Well, he's a bloke called Colin, and actually Colin is not a bad chap. Fairly sad individual, actually. He had a very hard life. I had lots of long conversations with all the housemates, probably most of which never got shown. But as Heavy D, he's an absolute prat. And I have to say, when he went out, was the happiest day of my incarceration.
He was the same on the interview when he came out.
What, stupid?
Mm.
Yeah, well, there we are.
So you were next on my list, so we won't talk about you till last.
Yeah, because, you know, I didn't go out first, second, third.
No, you didn't.
Not even fourth.
I did quite well, yeah.
Mm.
Katie Weisel. Is it Weisel?
Weisel.
Weisel.
So Weisel. Weisel.
Weisel.
With a W.
With a W.
Yeah.
She was very quiet, and then she sort of piped up a bit, and then she got quite pally with you, and you gave her your hat, which
I did.
I don't know what's
I gave her my
that.
Hat because she needed a friend.
And everyone started wearing that hat eventually. And then I felt that she sort of stabbed you in the back a bit. Or did you ask her to?
What, when she put me up?
Yeah.
Yeah. I suppose now it's all over, I can tell you. I had to, because if you get caught talking about who you're going to put up for eviction, they then punish you.
I saw you in jail.
See me in jail, and you would have seen me in the embarrassing pink suit.
There was nothing embarrassing about that.
No, but that was a punishment as well. So I had to work very hard to annoy all of them so they could put me up. And you'll notice right at the end, I got them all to put me up.
I think you actually have the most celebrity nominations of every single Big Brother ever.
Yeah. Have I?
Yes, I think that is actually fact.
Well, I didn't know that fact. Well, that's brilliant.
So you like Katie then? She did you a favour?
Yeah, she was all right. Again, she's one of those who... I don't know. I mean, she used to go from one mood to another, and quite frankly, I can't be arsed with it. So I felt sorry for her. I actually wonder whether she should have put herself in there. She went in there because she obviously wants to become a big star in Britain. She wants to come back and live in Britain. Whether that happens for her or not, I don't know. She's a great singer.
Yeah.
I don't know whether she's done herself any favours.
So we're not sure about Katie then.
Well, in what way are we not sure about her?
Well, obviously, I, as a viewer, got the impression that the last minute, because it's the way the show's put together, it's sort of you're all pally, and the next thing it was I'm putting up James. And it felt like on that particular night they all turned on you. But obviously, if that was your plan and things were going on in the background that we didn't see, then I'm changing my opinion.
Well, I think a lot of them put me up because they knew I didn't care.
An easy nomination.
Yeah, and they knew that I'm intelligent enough not to take it personally. They will all tell you, oh, I wouldn't take it personally. Oh, I don't care. Oh, no, it wouldn't worry me. It worried all of them except me and Bear.
Yeah.
And Bear, of course, was nominated continually.
Yes, so he basically escaped the personal attack, if you like, of the nomination.
Yeah. Yeah. But their attacks on me were all very kind of I didn't listen. I don't care. The more I was nominated, the happier, and I think they all knew that because I'm living with them was just a nightmare. The only one I really liked, believe it or not, well, Ricky was good. I like Ricky. Bear, I found very entertaining, even though I tipped coffee over him. Mm. And I haven't got much thoughts about any of the others. To be honest with you, I'm still having trouble getting over it.
Let's go on to Lewis. Now, he came out with you, which I thought was a big shame.
Why?
Well, because from the outside looking in, nobody seemed to really like him. And when his name got mentioned, he got loads of boos. And when you came out with him, because people were cheering for you, the boos disappeared. So I thought it was a bit unfair.
Well, you know, he's a young lad. He spends an enormous amount of time looking in the mirror to make sure his hair's okay. And if he can get a little bit of celebrity status by hanging out with me, what the heck?
Well,
he's got more listeners than you and I, or more followers than you and I on Twitter.
That is true. But he is a reality star, so he's naturally going to have...
Really? Why is that?
Well, because it's just the nature of the beast, isn't it? When you're a reality star, people tend to... vote for you, follow you, and I suppose it's a younger generation thing.
Am I not a reality star now?
Well, unfortunately, you are, yes. You are.
Yeah,
a reality star.
Excellent.
Yeah, so.
I have noticed a lot of younger people following me on Twitter.
Well, yeah,
thank you very much.
Your Twitter follower list has increased.
I think we've put on another 10,000 or so, nearly.
Well, that's not too bad. And before you went into Big Brother, you got your blue tick. Now, I thought it was because you were going into Big Brother, but it apparently wasn't. It wasn't anything to do with that, as it turns out.
No.
But that would be silly, because that would mean Twitter knew you were going in. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
A bit disappointed about the fact that Lewis came out with you, because obviously you had to share all the interviews with him, and all he did was just sort of pull faces at you.
I wasn't watching.
No.
I don't care. I mean, I don't care. I've done a few interviews on my own. I'm a big boy.
You did the This Morning interview. That was a good interview.
Yeah.
That was good. Marnie Simpson, the other half, or is she?
Well, that'll be interesting, won't it?
Mm.
I've got my doubts.
It does seem to be the norm, though, isn't it, of Big Brother to have a showmance, as they call it.
A showmance. It'll carry on for a week or so.
Yeah.
Maybe two or three. But quite frankly, I can't see it carrying on much longer.
Yeah, it's just like a holiday romance at the end of the day, isn't it?
Something to do while you're inside.
Yes.
So to speak.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they obviously share the same agent.
They do indeed.
And they were, while they were in the house, loads of photos got leaked of them being together before they went in Big Brother. But I think that might have actually been in sort of past history rather than close history. So that was talked about a lot. This is the one that worried me the most in the house.
Yeah.
Rene Graziano.
Why would she worry you?
Because you sat on that sofa and you said, would your dad do an interview? And all I had in my head was, that's Robbo ringing the mob. and I was panicking. And unfortunately, she said, not for £20 million. He wouldn't do an interview with you. And I thought, oh, God, that's a weight off my mind.
Oh, I didn't know they'd put that bit out.
No, they did. They didn't put a lot out, to be fair. I'll get to that later.
Okay.
They didn't put a lot out. What did you think of Rene then?
Oh, Rene. She wants to be a star. She's prepared to have bits lopped off her body or bits stuck on her body to become famous. And although she doesn't admit that any of her family were in the mob, it's, you know, you might say that, blah, blah, blah. When she wasn't acting, she was a nice lady.
Yeah.
When she went into this character and all she said was the F word or the MF word, it just got boring. I found her boring, to be honest. She didn't have much conversation. I wound her up a lot. You probably didn't see it by telling her how appalling Americans are.
No, I did. I'll get to that later. I did see that, but most people didn't, but I did. I'll explain a bit later. So that's Rene. Frankie, the entertainer.
Yeah, he's a good bloke. I liked him a lot.
Mm.
And, of course, his sister's a big star.
Well, he's come from Big Brother previously.
Yeah. Yeah, about 9 weeks of it or something in America.
Wow, that's a long time.
But he's also been on Broadway. He's got his own TV show in America. He's quite well known, yeah.
Apparently he's a big YouTube hit.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I haven't checked out. I said I was going to check it out when he was in, but I'll have a look, see what it's all about. So
I thought this was just going to be a quick chat on the phone.
Well, I'll confess, I am recording this.
Oh, golly. Get on with it, come on.
It's because I haven't got anything to talk about this week, and I thought I'd try and fool
you. Look, now I'm a big star.
Yeah.
I charge for interviews.
Oh, speaking of charging, you owe me 3 bags of jelly tots.
Do I?
Yeah, one for each week. I did 3 weeks.
I suppose I'd be... what?
I did 3 weeks.
I suppose I'd be charging myself for this interview then, wouldn't I?
Yeah, you would. You can share some of my jelly tots.
Yeah. Well, as this is an interview for me, I'll probably give you more than I would give anyone else.
Okay, fair enough.
Go on.
Ricky Norwood.
Ricky's a good bloke. I like Ricky a lot. The only person apart from me who's not been on a reality TV show before.
Yeah.
He could win, actually, Ricky. He could win. It'll be him or Bear, I would have thought. As long as it's not one of the Americans. Yeah, I quite like Ricky a lot. I'll probably keep in touch with him outside.
Okay. Well, people do think he is going to be the winner. He got more votes than Bear in the last eviction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Syra Khan, then. Now, she attacked you within an hour.
She tried, didn't she?
She did.
But I think you'll agree, she didn't really come off very well, did she?
No, she just basically somehow she knew you were going in, obviously. I don't know how that happened, but she obviously Googled you before going in, and she saw the bit in the press about you being branded a racist.
Which wasn't true.
Yeah, which is to do with the Australian.
The Australians,
thing,
yeah.
Which has got nothing to do with racism whatsoever.
Yeah.
So she made herself look a bit of an idiot, to be honest.
Well, I was hoping there'd be more people like her in there, and if there had, then I would have probably featured a lot more than I did, because there weren't really people I could have a proper old go with. But she's a wannabe TV talk show host. She is desperate for fame, and she thought she might make a name for herself having a go at me. I don't know whether you saw... I was quite nice to her to begin with because I am a nice bloke. And when Marnie, who drank far too much for any child of her age, got drunk, she did stupid things. And you would have seen her jiggling her breasts in Syra's face.
We saw that.
Yeah. And you saw my response then?
Saw your response, and I saw Grant Bovey later in that evening trying to defend her, and I saw you putting him in his place.
Good. Well, that's... I'd like to have done a lot more of that, but, you know, if it's going to be childish... And I thought it was very funny, and Bear's continual wind-up of them, and them getting so upset about it. I said to a couple, look, why on earth don't you just ignore it? In fact, if I'd been Bear's age, I'd have done exactly what he'd done.
Okay. Sam Fox, or as she likes to put it, our Sam, she's sort of very quiet, and then...
Oh, no, she's not quiet, mate.
But they didn't air much of Sam Fox for weeks.
Well, Sam, bless her, is living in the past a bit.
Yeah.
And still refers to herself as a rock chick. And, you know, I don't know, I feel a bit sorry for her in a way. I have invited her on one of my radio shows where I have a band on, but I'm not really sure that that'll work now.
Well, on that show, they tend to play five or six songs. Has she actually got enough of a back catalogue?
Apparently, she sold 30 million records.
I'm sure that's true, back in the day.
But I think they were in India.
Oh.
Well, is that funny? They've got a very big audience there, spend a lot of money.
That's true. That's very true. Have we done everybody now? Oh, we haven't done Bear, have we?
We haven't done Bear.
No, Bear. Now, Bear... I think he's the most intelligent, genius person in there, apart from yourself, of course.
Thank you. And in a way, I have to agree with you. He did go over the top a few times, and of course, we did have a little revolution. Most of the time, he engineered it so that Bear and Lewis, so that Marnie and Lewis and Heavy did most of the... They were easily led, if you like.
Yeah.
But yeah, he played a clever game. He's another Russell Brand.
Yeah, now you've said that makes perfect sense. Yes. Yeah.
And it'll be him or Ricky, I think, who win. We haven't spoken about Aubrey, of course.
Of course, Aubrey. And there's also Chloe as well.
Yeah, Chloe, I didn't have much to talk to. She's got a lovely singing voice, Chloe, but she's not interested in pursuing now a singing career.
No, she's a businesswoman, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
So Aubrey, then. Let's talk about Aubrey, another person I thought... sort of stabbed you in the back.
I know that she stabbed me in the back, but she couldn't take the fact I put her up for eviction very well.
No.
And she's slightly unstable too. She thinks she's a very intelligent, hard-nosed woman, and I'm sure she is. I had a few interesting chats with her too. But she spent an enormous long time with her hair and her makeup.
Yeah. Did you see the spitting incident?
I did. Well, I didn't. I heard about it. I didn't see it.
And do you think she should have been thrown out for that, or...?
I don't think anybody gets thrown out unless they physically assault somebody. But it showed her character.
Okay.
So, again, you know, apparently she's a huge star in America. Good luck to her.
On the show we saw last night, which you probably hadn't seen, Bear threw two custard pies in her face, which she didn't react well to.
Ha, 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 ha. She wouldn't have liked that.
No, she didn't like custard pies in the face. She overreacted and threw stuff in his bed.
Yeah.
Similar to the spitting incident, really. We've done Stephen Bear. Now, he's rumoured to have only been paid £12,000 to go in that house.
Yeah. I've no idea what people were paid, and I'm not prepared to talk about it.
No, that's fine.
I wouldn't have gone in for £12,000, I can assure you.
But if I would have gone in for £12,000, the only thing he can do is what he's doing, really.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. He's playing it exactly right. And if it hadn't been for him, if there'd been different sorts of housemates in there, I was led to believe there's going to be a politician in there. I was led to believe there were going to be a couple of journalists in there. I was led to believe, and that's the way they do it, there are going to be all sorts of people who didn't end up being there. So I played the whole thing the way I did. Now, you tell me that I didn't feature much in there. Fine, I get paid. I don't really care. It has boosted my profile to a different level.
Mm.
And I don't think I lost too much credibility doing it.
No. The last person that I've got on my list is obviously Christopher Biggins.
Yeah.
Now, were you aware of what had happened?
Of course not. We're not aware of anything. Christopher went into the diary room to have a chat and never came back.
So, as far as you're concerned, something major had happened and he got pulled out of the house?
We were concerned it was either his husband or his mother, who's still alive and very elderly. But we had no idea what happened, no.
Wow. Okay, that must have been quite worrying for a few
people. There were a few people in tears, yeah.
But have you spoken to Christopher since?
No, but I will do.
Okay. He'd make a good guest, I think, for the show.
We can do that. He called Mrs. W the day he got out just to assure her I was managing okay. Cool. So that was nice of him.
One of the things that we saw was you throwing Chloe Khan out the house with your spin of the wheel.
Yeah.
Was it actually your segment it landed on?
On the wheel were pictures of Chloe Khan.
Yeah.
And two pictures of Marnie.
One put by Big Brother and one put by Bear. Reason why I'm asking was because a lot of people actually thought it landed on your segment because you didn't spin the wheel very fast. It was like a very slow, deliberate spin.
I span it. It had to go round at least one time.
Right.
It went round about seven times.
So that's that conspiracy theory nailed.
Why do people come up with such stupid bloody theories?
Well,
it's a bloody television show, for goodness sake. It's nothing serious. I don't understand why people get so wound up about these things. There's real problems out in the world, and yet people get upset about, you know, trivia.
That's
back to myself now.
Okay, well, we didn't see a lot of you, and it was almost like Big Brother had edited you out of the show. And I don't know why. It was all about the Bear show, really, but you did feature a lot in clips, I suppose, that put out on social media. One of the things we saw was you winding up Rene about American football, which I thought was very funny.
It's up to the producers what they show.
Yeah.
They obviously thought that Bear... I don't know. I'm not bothered one way or the other. I'm not aware that they... Listen, he was playing tricks the whole time. And he's probably more of the demographic of the show. I was told I'd probably only be in a week or two and that'd be it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had much older audience demographic and they had the biggest audience down to Bear, but maybe a little bit to me, that they've had for a few years.
There was loads. A secret task where you had to argue and say the opposite with everybody.
They showed a bit of that.
They didn't.
Didn't they?
No. They didn't show any of that. That was stuck out as a mini video clip on Twitter only.
Oh, okay.
They didn't tell anybody that you were in the doctors. Well, not in the doctors.
No, they don't talk about you being ill in there, no. They can't for good reason. It's nothing to do with anyone else.
Well, but I think people were concerned about you. There were some times that you didn't look very well at all.
Yeah, well, I wasn't very well. And coming out, of course, it all comes back up.
Well, I think that's really all we could talk about, Big Brother, isn't it? I mean, I've got some questions for from the viewers or listeners, as it were, if you wouldn't mind answering a few of those.
Go on then.
David Longbottom, why didn't you mention his name? And come to think of it, why didn't you mention my name while you're in there?
Because I couldn't be bothered.
Oh, okay.
Is that the best they could do?
Sally Leggett, who do you want to win? Well, you've already answered that. You think Bear or Frankie?
Yep.
Matthew Dolphin, sum up your experience in one word.
No, I'm not talking to people who've got stupid names. Get on with it.
Nikki McClan, which housemate would you most likely to interview on your own show?
Ricky.
Ricky. Rob Farmer, are you going in the jungle next?
No.
Jimmy Small wants to know if Robbo can tell more stories now that you're back.
No idea what that's about. Get on with it. Come on.
Okay, right. And that's it, really. I wanted to ask you if you've watched it back, but you clearly haven't.
No, I'm not obsessed with it like you are.
Yeah. And I suppose the most important thing, how is Daisy May?
Daisy May is very good. She's just got herself a brand new agent. And the bookings are rolling in. So if you want to book her to open a fate next year and the year after, you better be quick.
You mentioned while you were on the show that there's a second book possibly on its way.
Did I? Right.
I've come up with a title.
Go on.
Apparently a Celebrity.
I was coming up with a new title, and it was better than that.
Are we going to get an exclusive?
Definitely a celebrity.
Definitely a celebrity. There we go. I think that's it.
Robbo, I've got to go back to bed now. Is that all right?
Well, I would much rather talk to you for a little bit longer off the record, but if you want to go back to bed, then by all means. I'm not going to stop you. I can't anyway. I'm not even there. You're doing that thing, aren't you? You can't contain the smile, though. He's paused. I've got a camera facing at him, and he's making it look like my screen is frozen. Oh, he's moved now. Yeah, he's frozen again. So are you going to be back next week? That's the most important question.
I probably am.
Was that the patter of little feet?
I might well be. Hang on. Yeah.
He's moving the camera. Hang on a sec. He's wandering.
Come here. Right. Hold on. Here, come here, babe. Do you want to get a quick photograph?
Yep. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Look.
Got it.
Good.
Perfect. Yeah. So that was Daisy May. I've taken a picture, so I'll put that out with the show this week then.
Good. Brilliant. That must have been nearly half an hour anyway.
Yeah. Well, it'll have to be a shorter show this week, and I'm sure the radio stations that are putting this show out won't mind, and you'll be back next week, hopefully.
Yeah. Get an exclusive interview there
with
me.
That's very true, for nothing. So it's all good. So I'll speak to you. Hopefully you'll be better next week.
Yeah. That's it. Sorry, Rob. Yeah, okay.
It's all right. You don't have to cough now. The interview's finished.
No. Right, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, I'll see you next week.
Bye.
So there we are. That was James Well telling us all about Big Brother there. Now, before I go, let me just remind you that you can go to our shop, which is at www.jameswellradio.co.uk/shop. And in that shop, you can buy a copy of his book. It's £6.95. That includes delivery. And he'll sign it for you. You can also get baseball caps and T-shirts. If you'd like to follow James on Twitter, his Twitter address is @TheJamesWell. And mine is @DeadAirPodcast. So until next week, take it easy. Thanks for listening.
listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter at the James Whale. James Whale, the voice of reason.